Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My stepmother keeps a huge picture of my ex in the living room. Backstory. I was previously married to a man. I came out as lesbian 2 years in. Things ended as mutually as possible, but we don't talk and we've been divorced for 5 years now. My stepmother apparently never got over it. She keeps a huge framed picture of us dressed up in the living room. I've asked her to take it down many times. In a heated argument, it got knocked off the wall and broke. She charged me for the repair, even though she hit it while trying to point at it. Fast forward. Well, I had a wonderful girlfriend about 2 years ago. She was intelligent, funny, and quirky cute. She begged me for months to meet my parents. We've been dating for a little over a year and met all my friends and chosen family, but she wanted to meet the parents. I explained my past with my stepmother and her tendencies. She understood and stopped asking. Well, long story short, for another post, my stepmother showed up one day. I live 150 miles away and invited us in person for dinner. I felt obligated to go. When my girlfriend and I arrived, the night went as normal as possible, but then my girlfriend brought up the picture of my ex and I. It's a good picture. Where was that at? Enter my stepmother. She rambled on about how happy we were together and how she, me, was so much more fit back then. And it's a shame things didn't work out for him. It was unbearable. I interrupted and said, it's late, we have to go. My girlfriend and I gathered our things. Oh, she always gets so upset about it. It's a part of your past. You need to accept that, my stepmom said as we were packing up. And I'm a different person now. You live in the past. You have to expect that. Not my best line, but I was upset. My girlfriend and I broke up for her to study in another state. And every girl I date now, I'm scared to bring over. It's such an awkward, unbearable, and embarrassing thing to do to your stepdaughter. My dad won't help either. He never gets involved with the topic of removing it. I hate that I can't convince her, and I hate that she rubs it in my face. I wish that picture would just disappear. Yeah, this one just sucks, but realistically, there is actually nothing you can do. You've tried your best already, nothing's changed. Ultimately, I reckon just trust in your future partners and just say, look, I don't have a good relationship with my stepmom because she has this weird obsession with my ex. Simple as that. And if you've chosen your partner well and, you know, you have a good relationship, then they should be like, well, that's a shame, but okay, I understand. We're not going to go and see her at her house. If you want to go one step further, say it's a deal breaker. You can't see me if you have that in your house. And say the same to your dad as well. I don't know why your dad is not sticking up for you. It's a ridiculous thing to do in the first place. Simple as that. You keep that picture up, I'm never going to see you again. There you go. See how much they love the picture after you say that to them. My mother threw the biggest fit when I wouldn't name my child what she wanted me to. Hi Reddit. Got another story about my mum to share. This one happened about 14 years ago now. I, then a 21-year-old male, and my wife, then a 22-year-old, were happy to announce that we were expecting our first child. We've been trying for a while and have been told by the wife's doctor that she had some complications that would make it very difficult for her to conceive. I don't remember what the issue was, but it wasn't impossible, just difficult. We'd basically given up on trying. We were just enjoying our lives together and having the back burner hope that it might happen one day. And it did. We were both overjoyed and terrified. Nothing is as real as finding out you're expecting child number one, and it can be a lot to take in at once. Everyone's excited, congrats all around, my parents' first grandchild, etc. My dad was probably the most wholesome I'd ever seen or heard him when we told him the news. My mum was over the moon too, at first. After the first couple of months, we started really trying to hunt down names. We'd already considered and rejected the idea of naming our son after really any family member. We just weren't interested in that. We both subscribed to the idea that the sound of a name is important. Your name is the very first impression people will have of you. Before even looking in your eyes, they can already have an opinion of you. And we wanted it to be a good one. I won't give details of what name we chose or what names we rejected. I'm not trying to bash on anyone's name. And I think now that actions are much more important than how a name sounds. When we told the families what we had decided to name him, one person took umbrage with our choice. Of course, my mum. According to my mother, at least one person in each generation needs to have the name. It's the family name, she practically wailed at me when I wouldn't budge. It's the same name I gave you. For the record, I do not like my first name and I'm never called by it. I'm mostly called by nicknames or my last name, never my first. I don't hate it, I just don't feel like it suits me or my personality. It's not a silly or archaic name, just not for me. It turned into quite a thing. I can't really remember all that she said, but suffice to say, we were the biggest traitors to the family and we were tearing down tradition. She blamed my wife, saying that she'd brainwashed me into it and all that. I was the one that came up with the name we wound up going with for him. Well, I talked to my grandma and she said that the name wasn't really the name, it was her husband's name, and she named one of her sons the same. My mum named me with it and decided it was tradition. We had several months of no contact after that because, frankly, we didn't want to deal with her BS. Hang on, so you're telling me this entire tradition about the name isn't even a tradition at all, your mum's just made it up. What actually is she doing? I mean, telling someone what to name their child in the first place is pretty strange, but saying it's because of some weird tradition that isn't a tradition at all and it's all made up is even weirder. Also, isn't that just the point of a surname? Isn't that literally the point of it, to carry on your family's tradition? Why do you need to have the first name as well? I mean, isn't that what middle names are for as well? If you really want to use someone else's name as well as the surname, then you can put their first name as your middle name, as your child's middle name. Having the same first name as your dad and their dad or whatever, however it works in any family, is a bit weird. Let me know in the comments if you are one of those people. Now, before we get into our next story, I have a very special announcement for you. After an insane amount of demand from you guys, I'm delighted to say that I've released some limited edition Not Today Karen merch. Picture this, you're out and about in the streets and a wild Karen appears and starts confronting you. What do you do? Well, normally you have to talk to a witch like this. However, get one of these t-shirts or hoodies on and all you have to do is simply point to it, laugh, and walk away. How easy is that? The link is down in the description if you like what you see. Go ahead, check the stuff out. I think they'd make a great Christmas present or even just a little gift for yourself. As always, it's official stuff from the very best supplier, so the quality is unmatched and it's one of the best ways to support me and the channel. With that being said, let's carry on. But my son needs to watch Bluey. Last night, when I went to sign in to open Netflix, I found that my TV had been signed out. Went to sign back in and I couldn't do it. It had been about a year since I last signed in, so I assumed I just forgot my password and requested to reset it. When I went to my email, I saw an email from Netflix this morning saying my password had been successfully changed. Obviously a red flag, so I went through all of our subscription services and updated passwords and changed my email password just in case. I got a call from my brother's ex-wife, let's call her Kate, about an hour ago. They've been divorced over 4 years now, asking me why I changed my password. I didn't realise that she still had my account info. I was a bit annoyed, and I told her that someone had changed the password on me and that I didn't feel comfortable giving out my account info, especially not to someone I was not in contact with. Jumping back a bit, my in-laws are staying at our home, and at night, after everyone goes to bed, I guess we have four devices in our home running our Netflix account simultaneously. When she called, Kate explained how she tried to get onto our account on Christmas night and was greeted with the message that there were too many users on our account currently, so she could not access it. She got the idea that it would be totally fine with me if she logged into our Netflix account and changed the password so that her and her new husband could watch their show. She said this calmly, like it was the most reasonable thing in the world. I nearly lost it. I've got no idea how anyone would think it would be okay to change someone else's password because you are too cheap to pay for it yourself. I told her I don't want to hear from her anymore, I'm not giving her our info, and I hung up. 15 minutes ago, she called my wife and asked for the Disney Plus password. I was lazy and had the same account info for each streaming service, and apparently she figured this out and was logged into several of our services. When I realised who my wife was talking to and what about, I motioned for the phone. Kate was just whining that she at least needed to have access to Disney Plus so her son, who is 18 months old, could watch Bluey, and that he just needed it to be able to get ready for bed. I told her to F off and hung up. Great way to ruin my mood for the night. Wow, as if using someone else's Netflix account and Disney account and whatever else accounts was bad enough. It's that she doesn't realize that she's in the wrong. Like, she doesn't even apologize. She's just like, yeah, I thought I would change the password because I wanted to watch. What's the big deal? I don't care. We needed to watch on Christmas Eve. Oh, my son needs to watch Bluey. Why are you complaining? It's so weird. The good news is that at least now you know, but in theory, she's been stealing money from you for quite a while now. I mean, how long ago was she with your ex? 4 years? So maybe for 4 years, she's been using your Netflix account. That is quite a lot of money. How much is Netflix these days? $15 or so? $15 times 4, $60 times 12 monthly cost. What's that? $720?
It's quite a lot, isn't it?
A strange father and his fourth wife told my fiance she should be grateful for the chance to reconnect with her abusive mother. My fiance grew up in a very abusive household. Her mother was emotionally, physically, and verbally abusive to her. A key example, she snuck laxatives into my fiance's food as a child whenever she felt that her daughter was getting too pudgy. She also forced my fiance to stay inside the house for an entire year as a child with no outside social connection. What? We're visiting my family for the holidays out of state. I'm not close with my father, as he basically walked out when I was 10. However, I've tried to reconnect and be civil over the years, so I see him once a year or so around the holidays. We agreed to have dinner with him and his fourth wife, who he married well into my adulthood, on Christmas Eve. Big mistake. My father's wife started asking my fiance about her family, to which my fiance said that she is not close with them, and other than one dinner we had with them a few months ago, it was by nature of a complex situation, not a desire to see them, she hasn't seen her parents in 4 to 5 years. I've previously told my father and his wife on more than one occasion that her parents were abusive and she does not see them. His wife, though, doubles down, saying how it must have been nice to reconnect and that it's nice that I got to meet them. My father made a couple of similar comments, as well as calling my fiance his daughter-to-be and referring to her as the daughter his fourth wife never had. My fiance excused herself and went to the bathroom to cry. My father's wife then tells me, "It's really nice you got to meet her parents." I told them, "Not really. They abused the woman who's going to be my wife and caused her immense pain. I could have gone a lifetime without meeting them, but I will always be there to support her. This is a very sensitive subject and we would prefer not to talk about it." My father then chimes in with, "Well, I'm sure we'll meet them at the wedding." "No, you won't, father. Not only because her parents are not invited to the wedding, but because you've demonstrated a complete lack of respect for our boundaries, have been oblivious to the pain your wife is causing my wife to be, and are actively causing my fiance emotional pain. Your wife is now uninvited, and you very likely are as well." I mean, what is it with this episode and parents just not understanding at all what is going on? Like, where's the common sense here? You've literally been told multiple times, I assume, by your son, my fiance doesn't have the best relationship with her mum for these reasons that, wow, shock, are pretty obvious. How can you forget something like that? Or maybe they actually haven't forgotten and they're just doing it for the sake of it. I don't know. Either way, it's very malicious. First of all, you should never forget something like that when told about your own son and his fiance, and then bringing it up again to her face. How dumb are you? It's also weird that they're very pushy about her parents anyway. Like, I feel like at that point, they must know, they must remember, because they seem to bring up her parents so much in the first place, like more than you would about someone else's parents anyway. It's just weird your father's wife saying it's really nice you got to meet her parents to you once your fiance's already left the room. It's just weird. Something malicious is definitely going on here. All I will say is that I have seen stories on this subreddit before that I've covered on my channel about estranged parents being invited to weddings by the other side's parents who've managed to get in contact with them. So whatever you do, OP, do not give your dad or his new wife any sort of inclination into how to get in contact with your fiance's estranged parents, because that could literally be catastrophic.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Is my mother-in-law stalking us? Recently, my husband and I moved out of the States. Since we do have a very bad history with my mother-in-law ever since we got married, she's caused a lot of trouble to my husband and I, we decided not to tell her directly because we didn't want her to cause any negativity during our move. We did tell my sister-in-laws, and obviously we knew they would tell her. We didn't share any time or date of our move. Since then, my mother-in-law knew, but didn't say a single word to us about our move, which I found extremely concerning because she's not the type of person to stay silent. My husband and I finally just moved to our new apartment, and not a single word was said to any of his family members about our move-in date. We didn't even spend a full day in our apartment when my mother-in-law texted me saying things like, "Have you settled into the new place? You guys must feel very tired," and asking me if I liked our new place, being fake nice to my face like always. She then sends my husband a whole paragraph about how she's going to be lonely and how it's a test from God, and indirectly guilt-tripping my husband a lot. She completely made our move about herself. My husband decided not to respond, and so she double texts him, asking him to respond so she knows you're okay. He proceeds to let her know that if we don't respond, it means we're busy because we're still in the process of moving in. What concerned me is, how did she know? Where did she find out? Next example. We didn't share with anyone that we are sick, but fast forward to today, my mother-in-law randomly texted my husband saying, if you feel sick, dull, down, etc., make sure to take vitamin D. Your body needs vitamin D. And it seemed as if she knew he was sick. A while back, my mother-in-law used to have my husband's location. He wasn't aware of it, so he stopped sharing it and she went insane on him and said really emotionally incestuous things like, hope I can forget about you. I wish I could stop loving you. You left me. You're just like your dad. So there's no doubt that she wouldn't go crazy that we move states. How can we find out if she's stalking us, and how should we proceed? A little letter as well. She is currently out of the country while doing all of this, so there's no way she could have watched us move or anything of that sort. My husband also said he's not sharing any passwords or isn't logged into any devices. We also haven't told a single person when we're moving. The only thing my husband shares with her is a joint bank account, which only he has access to, but she doesn't have any access at all. He made sure of it. We've not told anyone when we're moving. Now, from my point of view, there is no real way that you can work out from her past actions if you're being stalked or not, or how she's doing it. So what I would suggest is the only way you can know is doing stuff in the future. Make up something. That's what you got to do. Make up a huge story. For example, talk about your pregnant wife or something. She isn't pregnant, but you're going to lie about it. And then you're going to see if your mother-in-law brings it up with you over text or whatever. And then you'll know for sure, right? Because a big thing like that, she's going to bring it up if she knows about it. I mean, she's brought up the fact that you're ill. I don't know how she knows that, but you're never going to know. Make up that your fiance is pregnant. Speak about it. Text each other about it. I don't know. Do what you want to do. Set up some weird experiment and then see if she says anything. Again, what I will say, I don't know what it is with this episode and mothers stalking and just being weird. This is entitled Parents, but still, this is a special episode, clearly. It's extremely strange. So needy. I don't know. Just looking through the comments here, people are saying that she might have installed some sort of tracking software on either of your phones, back up your contacts and do a factory reset. Is that something you could do? I don't know. It's very, very odd. Like, how can she know all this stuff? And it's also a lot of different information. Like, yeah, she could have got some of it from people, the fact that you're moving, but the dates, the fact that you're ill. I mean, I don't know. Maybe she's got multiple tracking things and just, I don't know, fly monkeys that feed her information. Could be anything. Whatever it is, you need to figure it out quickly. So yes, start that rumor, say you're pregnant, and see if she cottons on. Anyway, guys, that is going to do it for this episode of r/Entitled Parents, the last one of 2022. Unbelievable. If you enjoyed it and you want more in the new year, or maybe right away, check out the video on screen and also linked in the description down below. It's a podcast as well if you're listening on podcast platforms. And if you didn't know, if you are watching on YouTube, I post these on podcast platforms. And if you're listening on podcast platforms, I post these on YouTube with my lovely face in it. So there you go. If you want to see that, head on over. And I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.